Well, good evening, everybody. Good evening to you. Chain flushing in the background. That's fun. That's good, because that's what audiobook is about. I have a question, that may lead to comment, and I'm not 100% sure how quite to sort of how this will go, really, and I'll try it on you and see what happens. I got an email today from an acquaintance of mine who, and she's black. I can't say she's black Afro-Caribbean. I can't say she's black and from St. Kitts or whatever, but I can't say she's Jamaican. You can't say any of that. I think she's Afro-Caribbean then. Can probably say that. And I'm quite renowned for accents and stuff like that. And I have been known to speak in a Jamaican accent. Well, I can't even say that. It's maybe a generic Afro-Caribbean accent. Much to the delight of many of my friends that are black. And, you know, to me, it's an accent. I love the culture, for a start off. I love the accent just as much as I love, you know, Northern Irish accent, Southern Irish accent, Scottish accent, Newcastle accent, Liverpool, London, Yorkshire, Manchester, you name it. It is fascinating. You know, the English language with its variants of dialects and accents is fascinating. African accent even. And it's never been a problem before. It's like, but the thing is, it was on, I'd actually left a message, like a voice greeting on my wife's mail, because so many people have said, you should put that there, it's really funny. But she didn't find it, well, she hasn't said she didn't find it funny. She's asking me to explain my humour. And she's saying that when she phoned the voicemail, which isn't there anymore actually as it goes, because we did change it just because Sally wanted something more formal, but hang on a sec, let's turn speech off for a sec, it's disturbing me. Yeah, we basically did it because it was, you know, just a bit of fun really. And that's why I lost my thought for a minute. She was basically, this lady was saying, well, you know, I heard a black man's voice, so she didn't even say that it was me, although I'm sure she may have thought that it was me, so I don't know. And then she said that I don't understand it because you are, working class and white. And then to explain my sense of humour, I think she's trying to say that she didn't appreciate it, and I think she's trying to say that she's almost hiding behind this kind of, and wanting me to come out and explain myself. I don't feel the need to, but I was kind of wondering what we thought. You know, are we still sensitive about these things to the point that you can only do certain accents if you have permission by from those that you're doing the accent of? Should I have not done a public or semi-public sort of portrayal of that particular accent on a voicemail? Would it have been the same if I'd have said, on there something like, you know, some Welsh accent or a Newcastle accent or a Scottish accent? You know, why is there a tendency to suck in a sort of element of prejudice and something sinister with an accent from certain people? And I'm saying it could have been, I'm saying that there may be, you know, Welsh people that, or as I said, people with other accents that might have been equally as offended, which are, as I said, I think she was. So I'm interested, you know, is it enough to say, well, oh, we know Paul, it's okay because we know him? It's not, because I don't believe people are giving me permission because they know me. I just think they think, and I've actually heard people say, oh, you know, they've actually said to me, well, your accent's so good that you know, you turn round and think, oh, it was Paul. And they thought it was someone else, you know, and they're almost saying, well, they are saying that it makes them laugh. And they've even said that actually, you know, your accent is good, and other people annoy us because they don't do it so well. So, you know, so I'm not going to grace this audio bit at this stage by doing the different accents, because I think that might just be possibly be seen as me trying to justify a position. I'm not. I'm just genuinely interested in what people think, really. You know. And it possibly goes back to this whole thing about when is something funny and when is it not funny. I don't know. But it's not perplexing me. I will quite probably carry on just doing what I do. You know, I think I'm reasonably sensitive to people's opinions, and if someone was offended, then yeah, I would probably apologise. But I would apologise in the sense that I'd say, well, I'm sorry it offends you. I don't think I'd say, well, I won't do it again because it's obviously offensive. I don't know. I do know, but it's an interesting one. I'd be interested to hear comments. But think about it. Think about the accents that we do routinely, you know, colloquial or so-called colloquial accents. Why is that accent any different, and why should it have been more offensive to someone? It's an interesting one for me anyway. I'll leave it with you, and I will dare to post this and not be meaning to offend anyone, but just genuinely looking for a view or views or thoughts. I'll speak to you soon.